Right, we are. I'm delighted to be joined actually in studio. Brian O'Donnell is here, Simon Tierney and Damien. I have to, first of all, before I go any further, Damien Carey, I have to say that I'm still getting over the adventures of the darts tournament, but it was a fantastic night. Before we go any further on that.
Yeah, John, thanks a million.
You might bring you a bit closer to the microphone, actually. If you,
thanks for having us in, John. Yeah, we had a great night. Thanks to yourself for making it such a successful night. It was competitive enough on the night. It was a bit of crack, a bit of fun. And Kevin Farrelly won out, so he did on the night, in a very good final against Austin Cunningham, so he did.
Yeah, no, it was a great final, and it was a great tournament overall. But the reason that we are here, and Brian, I'll be coming to you in a minute because I want to talk to you more about Little Blue Heroes and the work that, you know, that they have done. We have an interview, by the way, with Sabrina Lawless to come as well. We did that during the week. But this is a fundraiser. It's a major event that's been ongoing, and it comes to its culmination on Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. John will be in Dubergo, so we will, where the local Gardaí will be the team we, from that night on last month, will be taking on an Indashore Galway selection, so they will. And it's all in memory of little Jack Lawless, so it is. For Little Blue Heroes, all the funds going for them.
Yeah. Now, Brian, you can tell me more about that. I mean, I have my own experiences of it, but can you give us an outline for those who aren't fully aware of what is Little Blue Heroes and the work that you've done?
Of course. Good evening. Little Blue Heroes, it's a charity that looks after seriously and critically ill children, and children that are going through treatment for different ailments. What we do is we support, we've over 1,000 children throughout Ireland, and we support them in several ways. Obviously, we help support them financially in relation to that, and we've other initiatives too that help the families through. And then it's up to each family. Some of them become actual Little Blue Heroes, and they come in under the Garda with uniforms, and they get little certificates and that thing, and they get visited by guards and stuff like that. But we also help families that have no interest in going through forward with the guards, and we have different initiatives throughout the year where we support families at Christmas time, at Easter, and we have different events then throughout the year that we help families for their children that are going through a tough time themselves. And it has really grown over the last number of years, where now people are nominated by nurses, social workers, and people that can identify children that are, and families that are in need of assistance, and we are able to provide that to them.
And is it the different divisions that then kind of look after their own respective areas, so to speak? So the Western Division, for example, would be west of Ireland.
Yes and no. We're very fortunate in that we have guards in every area in the country, and it's through that then that everything is voluntary. We've only one staff in the whole country, and everything else after that is voluntary. So we can reach out into every nook and cranny of Ireland. So within Galway, we have 21 Little Blue Heroes in Galway alone. And we have, as I said, we've 1,050 throughout the country. So we're able to, it's throughout the whole country.
And it's funded by events like what's happening on Friday night, for example, in Dubergo, and events like that. It's not just a sporting thing as well. That it can take any kind of form, the fundraisers.
Yeah, the fundraisers are throughout the country, and there's many different types of events that are taking place. Sarah Robinson is one example. She was a Little Blue Hero, and unfortunately she passed away, and she had money saved through herself, and she donated that then to the Little Blue Heroes. And every Christmas time then there's a dip for Sarah, and then that is able to, on the back of that, we're able to help families throughout Ireland. There was a little kid in, also little Tyler, that passed away, and he was big into the Garda cars and motorbikes, and on memory of him we have little Garda cars and motorcycles that we give out to kids throughout the country and stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on throughout the country, even small things where at Christmas time one child sells reindeer food, that type of thing. Small things to things that Damien has done now with the darts competition that has reached a different group.
And just to Damien, I'm going to come back to you, Simon. I'm not forgetting you, by the way, but I'm leaving you specifically for a very good reason, and we'll explain that in a little while. But Damien, I mean, the fundraiser, okay, we talked about it a little bit in jest, but it was a very serious message that was sent out, that, you know, the Gardaí wanted to get together, wanted to raise money for the charity darts tournament in De Burgos, which was brilliant crack, it has to be said, as we've already talked about. But the point was that people wanted to get involved, and you had 32 players on the night lining out, all wanting to, you know, do their bit as well and raise a few quid.
Yeah, John, just it was following on, say, from the World Championship, say, at Christmas time. There's a good few of the lads there that were saying we'd done something similar back just before COVID, so we did kicked in and we had a great crack. It was just done between ourselves, so it was down in the club, and lads had been on to me for a couple of months beforehand, just will you get it going again, and that's what we said. I said, if we're going doing it, we'll do it right. Hit a few of the businesses around Galway and county, donate prizes for our raffle, and we had a good old turnout, so we had that night, and there's good interest, and there's nothing like a bit of competition and everything. And in fairness, I wouldn't have been able to do it without Inda Shore's help in this, and anyone that knows Inda knows he's one of the top fundraisers around Galway for any charity.
He's also someone you don't say no to.
That's true, so you don't. And he's been phenomenal in basically selling tickets, and he set up the dartboards, the lights and everything. And you know yourself, it looked fabulous, so it did that night. And it will be the next night as well on Friday night, where we're hoping for a great night and a good turnout.
Yeah, it was amazing. There were four boards, you know, people were there to mark and do everything that was possible.
It was Neil and Liam Gallagher were present on the night, giving us a hand, and it was needed, because some of the lads that were marking boards, they weren't used to it.
They were all right.
They weren't too bad, I suppose.
No, they were grand. They were absolutely grand. I wouldn't do it in a month of Sundays. No way. Simon, I'm going to come to you, because there's a very important aspect to this, and this is an auction that is ongoing at the moment. It's been done online, but it's brilliant with all these signed jerseys. And we did a piece which I played last week, but now you can let us know a little bit more about what's going on. You have a lot of very, very important jerseys, signed rugby jerseys, that you're planning to auction off, or that you are auctioning off, shall we say. The initial auction has started already.
Yeah, that's correct. So the auction itself represents part two of our signed rugby jerseys fundraiser. Part one finished up a couple of weeks back, and it was a raffle of an initial 20 signed rugby jerseys, and we're thrilled that raised a massive €12,683 for Little Blue Heroes. We're hopeful, obviously, that the jerseys on offer then in this auction can give a nice boost to that total. The remaining 13 jerseys, which I myself would say are the higher profile teams, such as the 2023 Grand Slam Irish team, 2021 British and Irish Lions, South Africa, the All Blacks, for example, they're all up for grabs in this auction.
So there'll be 13 jerseys auctioned on the night.
That's correct, yes. And as you said yourself, bids are welcome ahead of the night, and the link to the auction site can be found on the Little Blue Heroes website, as well as through their social media pages on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. So people can get a bid in now if they want to maybe try and get ahead of the... Because, I mean, the Lions jersey, I even said it to you that night, that, you know, to have a signed Lions jersey is not the easiest thing to get. And you manage to pull it off, to get all these jerseys and get them signed and have them available, you know, it's a hell of a lot of work.
Yeah, it took a small bit of effort, I suppose, and reaching out to the right people, but I think once we got the follow up from the IRFU with the Irish jersey, it pretty much snowballed from there. Everyone was more than keen to give a helping hand any way they could. They know the charity, they know the work it does, and we're just glad that they were able to lend their support.
Now, the important thing about this fundraiser is that it is in memory of little Jack Lawless, and I got an opportunity to speak to his mother, Sabrina, earlier on in the week. And this might give you an idea from, we're giving it from one angle, and you know, you're hearing it from the organisers and from the Gardaí, of course, who are behind Little Blue Heroes. But how about the benefits that are for the parents themselves and the memories that are manifested from the incredible generosity that is given out to young children who may be, you know, very, very sick or whatever. Jack's mother, Sabrina, spoke to me, and I first of all asked her to tell us a little bit about Jack.
Jack is our eldest son. We have three boys, and Jack is our eldest. And Jack was a very active and caring and intelligent boy, full of imagination. He loved his friends and he loved his cousins. He had a very close relationship with his cousins, especially his young cousins and his older cousins. He had great fun with them and lots of messing, etc. And they loved him too. Jack was very big into his sports, especially his hurling. We are in Hurling County here. He never missed an opportunity to go swimming. He loved swimming with his brothers. But he especially loved gaming. He got a great growth for gaming, and it was his passion. And he also taught his younger brothers how to play. And lastly about Jack is that Jack loved school. He'd skip out the door. A very, very happy boy to go to school. He loved all his friends in school. He loved everything that school meant and gave him. And he loved his teachers, and they loved him as well.
Jack suffered a brain tumour, as you have told me, and Little Blue Heroes got involved. But there is a bit of a family connection as well. Obviously, Little Blue Heroes, well-known charity that's run by An Garda Síochána. And a cousin of his, you told me, was very much involved with that as well.
When Jack became ill, my husband and I, Shane, and I had a decision to make, and it was very, very difficult. And after a period of time and research, we decided that the best course of action, you know, the only course of action, was to look after the quality of Jack's life for however long that would be. So that was the course of action we took. And in doing that, we discovered that there were numerous charities out there to help families like us who had seriously ill children. And one of those was the Little Blue Heroes. This is a not-for-profit organization, and it's dedicated to supporting children with serious illness and disabilities. Jack has a cousin who lives very close to us here, and his name is Mark. And Mark is a member of An Garda Síochána. And I asked Mark if he would be interested in sponsoring Jack to become a Little Blue Hero. And Mark absolutely jumped at the chance to do that. And Jack, from that moment onwards, was so embraced by the Little Blue Heroes charity. It was absolutely amazing. And Mark and all the Gardaí went above and beyond to ensure that Jack felt very, very special and very loved by them all.
Little Blue Heroes have provided an amazing service for so many young children who, you know, have become ill. And being an honorary Garda, you know, is a major moment in those young people's lives. And with Jack, it was no different.
With Jack, it was no different. They showered him with gifts and surprises. They gave him an honorary Garda baseball cap, which he wore with immense pride. During a holiday in Innisfron, we met with the local Gardaí there, especially with Shawnee, and he welcomed us, Jack and us, and he created unforgettable memories for us with Jack. And while there, Jack was even given the opportunity to participate in a Garda checkpoint, which filled him with so much excitement. But the best part of Jack's career in being an honorary Garda, to be honest, was his official graduation in his new official uniform as an honorary Garda. And Mark, Jack's cousin, organized the whole event, ensuring it was nothing short of brilliant. The superintendent from Galway came, and numerous Gardaí were there, and they were all showing their support and admiration for Jack.
Which is bringing us to what's going to be happening in De Burgos. We've already had part one, which was a fantastic night, that being the tournament itself. And now we're going to have the best of the Gaui Gardaí taking on Indy Shores Motley crew of darts players, which is going to be an interesting night, to say the least. And you've also got a fantastic auction as well. And this is the reason why we're chatting, is because, like with Jack, Little Blue Heroes does so much to help young children, and it has to be funded, and this is where the funds are being raised, are going towards them. You know, these are memories that last a lifetime.
That's for sure. And Little Blue Heroes, through their various initiatives, you know, they provide so much support to families during such challenging times. You know, they help with arranging medical transportation or offering financial aid or organizing special experiences. You know, they strive to bring comfort and joy to all families in need. And, you know, with Anne-Marie running the show at headquarters, aka her own sitting room, I'd say, and all the Gardaí, all the Gardaí Síochána members who help with Little Blue Heroes charity across the country, you know, it's immense. It's absolutely immense what they do.
I have experience of doing a fundraiser with Little Blue Heroes back in the deepest days of COVID, when myself and Mick Walsh and Francis Kelly and Neil McNeilis decided to let her hair grow and beards and all kinds of stuff, and we did it in Sound to Light. It's a memory I'll never ever ever forget. You know, this time, you know, you have the likes of Damien Carey, Simon Tierney in the show, of course, looking after the darts, but there are so many to mention. This idea, was it Damien that got in touch with you, or did you get in touch with them to kind of get this fundraiser going?
No, it was the Western Division of Gardaí Síochána, is my understanding, that this is their fundraiser, this is their give back to Little Blue Heroes and to all the seriously ill children with this those with disabilities in the Western region. So totally their idea. They contacted me and asked if it would be possible that they would name the Perpetual Trophy in honour of Jack Lawless. And to be honest, I couldn't be more honoured. I couldn't be more affected in such a positive way by Little Blue Heroes. You know, even on Jack's final journey, countless Gardaí honoured him with respect and dignity as they lined his final route home, and his Gardaí hat was placed on top of his coffin. And those Gardaí, they, you know, Jack would have undoubtedly been beaming with pride and for all the recognition he received from the Gardaí and the Little Blue Heroes. And I can't praise them enough for what they do for families like us and what they continue to do. You know, even as time passes, Little Blue Heroes continue to be a source of support for our family. And I have to say that their kindness and compassion has left, you know, a mark on our hearts, and we'll never forget, like, and they'll never forget Jack either.
Absolutely not. Sabrina, I so appreciate you joining me. You know, I know it is a difficult time, but we're going to give it one hell of a good go Friday night, and it's going to be enjoyable. Yeah. Hopefully we will see you there as well.
We will indeed, yeah.
Good, because someone has to present the trophy, and it ain't going to be done. But it's going to be a fantastic night. And once again, I appreciate you joining me. Thank you once.
Thanks so much, John.
Sabrina Lawless speaking to me during the week. And lads, I mean, it sums it up really when you hear from a parent's perspective. And Brian, I'll come back to you, because, you know, there's something that, you know, when you hear what they say, it really does, it makes it all worthwhile, the effort that goes into doing what's done.
Yeah, the families are very appreciative of everything. What I have found in the last 7 or 8 years at Blue Heroes, it's the families of children that are with serious issues and illnesses. They are the nicest families. There's no nonsense with them. The small things don't matter. And they're so appreciative of everything that can be done. And as Sabrina spoke in there, she's a lovely lady.
Now, there's also something regarding if somebody wants their child to be a Little Blue Hero, it's very easy for them to do that. Anyone can be nominated.
Yeah, well, there's criteria there that they unfortunately have to fulfil to go through the process. It is the criteria are up on the website, but it's not nominated by Gardaí. People think that it's within a Gardaí family. It's not. It's any children that have illnesses or that reach the threshold that is laid out within the. Within the website, people can take a look at that, littlebluheroes.org, and they can see, but they can be nominated by anyone. We have a lot of children that are nominated by nurses, social workers, and that are out in the community that see people that need assistance and help, and we're more than willing to help those people and those families at that time.
Yeah, so it is very important to stress that you know, anyone can, if once they fit the criteria, anybody can be nominated, and that's an important part, maybe, that people don't realise.
Yeah, that's very true. When it did start out, it started out within the Garda umbrella, but it has mushroomed out that it's everybody, and there is it's any children that are, as I say, is nominated through nurses in hospitals and social workers, and could be a brother and uncle. It doesn't matter. The form is there once it's filled out, and the threshold or the criteria is met. They're more than welcome within the to be get assistance from the charity.
Okay, Damien, let's talk about Friday night, because I can't wait, to be brutally honest with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, where everyone is getting together and you know, making the effort for it. If people want, you mentioned something about a raffle. Tell me more.
Yeah, John, a lot of businesses in Galway City and County and beyond, we've gathered over 40 spot prizes that we have for the night, which ranges like we have two nights B&B evening meal in Rochestown Park, four-star hotel in Cork. And there's also a VIP trip for four to Close Sutton, their national racehorse trainer, Willie Mullins, who had great success again there yesterday.
Yep.
Very popular. All our golf clubs have donated four balls, so they have. There's numerous prizes there, all very good. There's also Neil McNeilis, who was previously there, has donated a very high-valued Claddagh pendant, so he has, from his shop in town there at Claddagh and Celtic Jewellers. And I'd just like to thank everyone, both in Galway County and City, all the businesses. We'll have it up on our Facebook page, so we will, thanking them all, but there's too many to mention.
Can they see the list of the prizes?
We have them, I have them up, basically thank the lads in Tom Sheridan's in Knocknacarra. They're selling the tickets for me. The poster is up for those tickets. It will be up on our Facebook page this week, so it will the list of prizes.
So that'll be great, because it'll give people a chance to see what's there to be given away. And of course, those tickets are going to be drawn on Friday night.
They're going to be drawn on Friday night, so they will. And we'll be making our presentation to Kevin, who'll get the Jack Lawless Memorial Shield on the night. So we will, and we're hoping Sabrina will do the draw for us as well.
Yep, it's like I said, it's going to be such crack. Now, Simon, back to you on this one. We're going to repeat about the auction as well, because like we said, the money that's being raised is going to Little Blue Heroes and the work that they do. Any idea, by the way, I know it's kind of a bit of a slow burner because there's other fundraisers on at the moment, but any idea what kind of figures we're talking about regarding the auction, just in case anybody wants to throw in a bid that'll better it, basically?
Well, I know that the Ireland jersey is up in the 300 range at the moment. That's the 2023 Grand Slam squad signed jersey with the certificate of authenticity. You have the All Blacks jersey there, which is around the 250 mark. British and Irish Lions around 200. Hopefully we'd like to get those numbers a bit higher, but a bit of a push now with this final week. But I suppose we're in around the 2000 range overall for the 13 jerseys at the moment, but we'd like to get that a bit higher. For
And those auction is also on Friday night. There'll be no time for darts between everything and anything, honest to God. Speaking of which, we're bringing in a better mention Enda Shore, because Enda is doing a lot of the work as regards the promotion of the event and the darts, the board, the organisation in that regard. And he hasn't told me. He usually tells me what kind of team he has to take you on, but he hasn't said anything, which reminds me actually of the Garda team itself. Now, and the four that made the semi-finals are guaranteed. Where's the others? Who are the others?
Well, we've picked the lads, anyone that was in the quarterfinals, but there's a few dropping now, so we kind of have a bit of a selection problem for the week. So we have so. I'm hoping to
spoken like spoken like a true team manager. Oh yeah, play the poor mouth. Yeah, go on. Is there a little bit of mind games going on now between the two selections? I can't. This is getting better and better by the minute. Honest to God.
We have a few dark horses that weren't there the last night. All right, that might be available on Friday night. So we have. So just to keep Bind on his toes.
And if people want to come along, can they do that?
Yes, they can. There's no charge on the night. We'd be hoping anyone that comes down to Burgos, we're kicking off at 8 p.m. That night there'll be tickets for sale for the raffle on the night, food and music provided by DJ Spuddy Dazzler, one of our own,
who was brilliant the last night, I can say.
It was. So yeah, we're hoping for as many people to come down there as possible, give a bit of support, Sabrina, Shane and her boys are going to be in there that night, and we want to give them a real special night in memory of Jack.
Absolutely. No better way of finishing things off than with that. But Damien, Simon, Brian, I really appreciate the three of you coming into studio on this Sunday. We're podcasting this, by the way, so people can have a listen back to it as well if they want to. One last question though, the social media pages, if people want to check out Little Blue Heroes, Brian.
Yeah, littlebluehero.org, or they can find it on Facebook as well. It's probably on Instagram and those as well, but I don't have those. So.
Whatever social media pages are out there,
yeah,
they'll get
Little Blue Heroes.
That's the important thing. Lads, thanks so much for coming in. Really, really do appreciate it. 8 o'clock next Friday night. I can tell you already the mind games are starting to go between the two teams. You know what? You might need a few more guards in there just to keep everyone apart by the time it's all over. But we'll see how it goes, lads. Thanks a million once again. Really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick commercial break just to update you on a few other things. Actually, there's results. There's current under 18 cup results as well to bring you. And I will do that in a couple of moments. Actually, before we do, I'm going to... I was going to bring you some Jurgen Klopp, but I've been told that there's actually an issue with audio that's coming in the systems. Not our problem, it's out of our control. We'll see if we can sort it out in the ad break. We're back after this.
Q Financial Sunday Sport. Get right up to date with all the action. Start your pension with Q Financial and get the right result from your pension every time.
Q Financial.
In Clare Galway, OMA Financial Services Limited, trading as Q Financial Advisors, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. Join the Over the Line team this Monday night between 8 and 10 p.m. when they preview the upcoming Leinster Senior Hurling Championship in the company of Sean Walsh, Cyril Farrell, Cyril Donlan, and Brendan Hennessy from KCLR Radio. That's Over the Line this Monday, in association with Supermax, celebrating three decades of passion, dedication, and unforgettable moments on and off the field. Supermax, proud sponsors of Galway GAA for over 30 years.
It all begins with a thrump as the needle nestles into a deep valley of vinyl. Sizzle and crackle turns into fizzle and scratch, and the mesmerizing rotations of pop and hiss and...
Ah, the crackle of a vinyl record. Just one of the ordinary sounds rediscovered by Sean. Whatever sounds you've lost, our hearing experts could help you find them again. Book a free hearing test at Specsavers.
Ballinrobe races are back on Friday, April 19th. Awarded Racecourse of the Year 2023, this season is going to be better than ever. Experience McHale Race Day, Ladies Day, Family Day, and don't forget about...